One of medicine's greatest triumphs over the past several decades is curing childhood cancers. Now, about 4 in every 5 children with cancer can expect to be cured. There's a dark side to this victory. NPR's Richard Knox reports on new data that show what happens to these survivors when they grow up.
Lauren Chartan is one of these childhood cancer survivors. She was 17 when she got Hodgkin's disease, a lymph node cancer. Radiation and chemotherapy cured it, but she got breast cancer in her 30s, just after she gave birth to a baby girl. At the time, there was evidence that cancer survivors were at risk for second cancers, but Chartan says nobody told her.
Not at all. I wasn't followed for other cancers until I was diagnosed with the breast cancer.
After 2 mastectomies, she's been cancer-free for 8 years now, but she's left wondering if the breast cancer might have been caught earlier.
I'm not sure, but perhaps had I had mammographies earlier on, I would have seen it when it was at a much smaller size.
Doctors believe Chartan's breast cancer was caused by the chest radiation she received as a teenager. And that's not all. She's had a 3rd cancer of the thymus gland. Her thyroid gland failed. She's had dental problems from radiation damage to her jaw. And doctors monitor her heart for signs of damage, too. Her doctor is Kevin Effinger of Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City. He says these patients require lifelong medical vigilance.
It may take 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years after the cancer therapy to know what its long-term effects will be.
Effinger led the new study, which appears in the New England Journal of Medicine. It looked at long-term effects of cancer treatment among more than 10,000 survivors of childhood malignancies.
Chronic health problems were common and frequent in this group of patients that were treated in the 1970s and 80s. Almost 3/4 having some type of chronic health condition.
42% had serious, debilitating, or life-threatening health problems. Compared to their brothers and sisters, cancer survivors were 15 times more likely to have a second cancer or heart failure, 10 times more likely to have cognitive problems, and 54 times more likely to need a major joint replacement.
After hearing these scary data, and that's what they are, they're scary data, the take-home message is that through good, regular follow-up care, we do think that we can make a difference.
But that requires doctors who are alert to the long-term problems of cancer survivors, doctors who know what to look for and how to manage problems when they crop up. Dr. Philip Rozoff of Duke University says those doctors are rare.
You're not going to find a lot of cardiologists or general internists or the family physicians, people who know about this stuff. Many of these patients are not receiving the vigilant care that they should receive.
Doctors hope improvements in cancer care will result in fewer problems among children treated more recently, but there's no guarantee of that. And they fear the side effects of cancer treatment may aggravate the inevitable problems of aging in these patients. Meanwhile, doctors say many veterans of childhood cancer treatment manage to transcend the unwelcome side effects, as Lauren Chartan does.
I have a lot of positive feeling and a lot of optimism about my future. I look at my child and I need to be here for her. And so with that in mind, I don't really dwell on it. I deal with things as they come along.
Chartan's doctor says he's not sure he could be as resilient as that. Richard Knox, NPR News.